Previously on the Tony Kornheiser Show.
Well, they
don't
tased
tase
him,
me, bro.
Right? And when it didn't have any effect, he just ripped the wires out and went into his house, barricaded him, and that's when he went to the window and
relieved himself.
Relieved himself, thank you, Chris. And proceeded to throw a number of items out of the window, including furniture, weights, speakers, a knife, a door, glass.
Whoa, wait, was this a garage sale? What was he doing?
He threw a door out a window?
Yes.
How did he do that?
A weed whacker, and then he
set a shatter t-shirt, red bocce ball.
Yes, it would be great.
Autograph solicitor photo.
Then he set a pillow on fire, and
that's it.
The Tony Kornheiser Show is on now.
All right, we're live at Chatter at the corner of Wisconsin Avenue Northwest, Jennifer Streets Northwest, and Friendship Heights, where for a change it is raining. It will rain all day. But we have a tremendous amount of people here.
Yay!
So we're very grateful for that.
Russert effect.
We have Gary Braun. We have Luke Russert, the slim Luke Russert. Luke, how much weight have you lost?
I'm down about 18 pounds, and my success is less beer, more tequila. It's the greatest diet in the world.
It's a fantastic diet. Michael Kornheiser is here. Michael, do you have any diet tips?
Yeah.
Don't have a kid.
Yes. Chase Bootsy around as he tries to run down every open stairwell.
Okay.
That only works for like the first couple of years.
What bothers me is I have picked up Luke's lost 18 pounds in this year and a half with the little guy.
Yeah.
So
do you have a problem where when he wakes up in the middle of the night and you have to feed him, that you eat yourself too?
Oh, no. We have him sleep trained. He's not waking up in the middle of the night.
No, he sleeps.
Or if he is waking up, I am not aware of that.
Ooh.
Nigel is here to run the board and do the news. There are a bunch of announcements that we have to make first. First, I have to thank Tom Bjornson from the other day.
Yeah.
Bringing champagne to everybody and bringing champagne to me. It's very wonderful. If you can ever buy from Roanoke Valley Wine, certainly do that. I have to set the schedule. This is our last day this week. We're taking next week off, but on Monday, New Year's Eve, we'll do a show around 3:30.
That'd be great. That's fun.
Something like that.
Yeah, happy hour show.
Yeah, that ought to be fun.
Formal well,
to
right?
do. Not really. We have gift cards. I'm trying to sell gift cards. They make a wonderful gift for your friends. Not your friends out of town. We're not going to be in Washington, D.C. But your friends in Washington, you can buy a Chatter gift card. That is a good gift for them and a good gift for us, because if they come in here and spend a little bit of more money, that makes me very, very happy. So we're in the gift card business. I should point out two things. One is that this is the first day of winter, though it doesn't feel like it in Washington, D.C. at the moment.
No.
This is the first day of winter. I am grateful. Everyone but Melissa Mole is grateful that this is rain and it is not snow. But I am grateful for that. I'm also grateful for the fact, and this is not an original thought on my behalf. It's someone else's. This is the shortest day of the year, which means you can be optimistic about everything that comes next for the next 6 months. After this, the days get longer and longer and longer, which is great until the summer solstice on June 21st. I also wondered, there's somebody I have to reach out to, Kyle Andier, who is a lawyer, an in-house lawyer for Apple and a pal of Bill Isaacson's. Bill says he's a devoted little. And right. I should ask him for personalized
service. Where was he last
week?
Yes.
Yeah, personalized service. I never want to have to walk into the Apple store again.
Right.
I want someone to come to my house and just bring the product.
Does he wear the red t-shirt or the black t-shirt?
I am happy to pay for it.
Doesn't seem like too much to ask.
Yeah, I just don't want to have
house
to go
calls
through that
for
again.
Apple?
I was out in San Francisco at a watering hole, and this guy who's a friend of a friend who works for Apple, he saw my phone, the iPhone 7. He goes, you got to get a new one. Well, I said, you work for Apple. What do you do? He goes, we got a storeroom. We just go in there and grab them. Full of iPhones.
It's like the prize closet.
Yeah. And so I emailed him. I have not heard back, but I assume it'll come in the mail at some point.
I don't. I would not make that assumption. From Neil Freed on Cordell Avenue in Bethesda, Maryland. Unlike some littles who are complaining enough with the quip already, I too like things that make sense. Knowing that if you plug in your quip to charge between brushes, that will make sense to you and you'll actually use it. Please accept this gift of a multimodal flux capacitor quip charger. So Gary can explain
nice.
That to anybody out there.
Yeah,
we got challenge coins from Patrick Lowe, retired from the Air Force. A collection of squadron coins from the 363rd Training Squadron, Shepherd Air Force Base in Texas. I'd coined you once before when Mr. Aldridge was on the show in my own version of an Aldridge moment. He knew the exact meaning of someone getting coined from the late Flip Saunders, and he explained the ritual perfectly. With a new squadron commander comes a new coin. May they bring as much joy and laughter to everyone on the show as you have all brought me. I humbly submit the 363rd Training Squadron to be the official USAF Tech Training Squadron of the Tony Kornheiser Show. That's done. Gary,
these are great. And they are, I'm early in the morning. I haven't had enough coffee. I'm at a loss for the word. They are, what do you want to call it? I want to say emblazoned, engraved. Thank you. They are personally engraved with the names of everyone on the show. They got the state of Texas on there in full color, the 363rd. That's awesome.
This coin has some weight.
It's a big deal.
Challenge coins are no joke.
And from Steven Springfield, my eldest child, Daniel, a masculine child, is getting married on December 29th at the District Winery down on the D.C. waterfront near Nats Park. You and the gang, yes, even Chris, are invited to join us for the festivities. It's close by. We'll obviously have large quantities of wine. We could send a car for you. To sweeten the pot, I've included a box of Boeing Starliner space capsule squeeze toys and some astronauts modeling our new spacesuit. Much like the Indochinos you peddle, these are custom suits, but we don't recommend measuring for your spacesuit with a rope and a yardstick. These were added. This is from Steve Bachman, and we signed the invitation for Dan and Megan. And we gave those out today because people send us their stuff, and I'm being charitable when I say stuff, because I could say junk, but it's their stuff.
Some of it is.
And to be recycled, so we recycle them immediately.
Yes.
Immediately. I'll hold off on the Wizards. Let me get to the Josh Gordon story, which was a very big story yesterday and led the PTI show. Josh Gordon initially just announced that he was stepping away from the Patriots because he was having mental issues, mental health issues. And then it was announced that that he was suspended for at least 1 year. He could not reapply to the NFL for at least 1 year. Josh Gordon appears to be a drug addict. He has had multiple bouts.
A tortured drug addict.
Yes, multiple bouts with recidivism. He has spent more time not in the NFL than in the NFL since he joined the NFL. And I think that everybody reaches out with their feelings and hopes he gets better. One thing that looks like might help, it doesn't look like he can balance football and drugs. So maybe if he gets rid of football, maybe that'll help him get rid of drugs if he doesn't think he can come back to football. And does anyone want to disagree? I think he's done now. Because he went to the Patriots.
Yeah, this seemed,
the Patriots is the last great hope.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Belichick offers people a chance.
And there's a track record.
A structure and a chance. And the guy didn't come till the fourth game and was leading the team in yards.
Remember, he was just ostensibly just released from Cleveland, and nobody knew what was going on there. There was no reports of any issues.
Well, he'd been suspended from Cleveland three different times.
I understand. Right. But there was no reports of, like, an impending suspension. And people look at Josh Gordon and remember that 2013 campaign where in 14 games he had 1,600 yards and
pretty good.
A world of touchdowns.
Pretty good, because he's a
super
talent. Because he's a great talent.
He was
a great talent.
I root for him. Yeah. I mean, there was an SI story, Tony. I don't know if you saw it. Maybe you did. I want to say probably 2 years ago about him. And if you weren't a fan and didn't root for him before, you did after. Because this guy came from, had a very, very tough childhood from the jump. And It's always sad to see these things.
Sad.
You want people to do well.
But I think
there are many people in the culture who cannot overcome a specific thing.
Yeah.
Some of these things that they cannot overcome are more debilitating than others. This is more debilitating than most. Because you can't hold a job.
And also yesterday was the
like
report
trinkets and amulets.
That the Patriots apparently made a push to get Demaryius Thomas from the Broncos. He ended up with the Texans, which would suggest they knew this dude.
They
was
had
not
some idea. So in terms of football, though, it has a tremendously bad effect on the Patriots.
Doesn't help them.
They don't have a deep threat at all anymore.
Yeah.
They look to be lessened. Gronkowski looks to be lessened. Edelman looks to be lessened. Brady looks to be less. And we had Steve Young on the show yesterday, and Steve Young, who's very, very smart, made this wonderful point. He said, because Wilbon was saying Brady looks, you know, like it's not Brady anymore. It's old age. And Steve Young, a Hall of Fame quarterback, said, just hold off on the old age thing. If he threw these kinds of interceptions at 31 instead of 41, you would not be talking about age at all. You'd be talking about mistakes that he made. Which I thought was very smart, but the other side of that is, but he is 41.
Yeah.
And you can't ignore the fact that he's 41, and everybody is sort of looking to see when he fails. You wouldn't bet on them now. They could win, but you wouldn't bet on them, right?
No, but I just think that, I think that if you take into account the body of the work over the course of the years, they're dumb to bet against. And you never know what happens.
Yes.
All that being said, he doesn't have the options this year that he's had in the past performing at the level. I think Edelman's kind of vanished. You know, James White had a really good beginning of the season. He's kind of petered off a little bit. You know, Gronk is half the man he was.
Seems to be.
But I will say this. As someone who's a diehard Buffalo Bills fan, good. I am so tired of New England. This has been 18 years of this crap. Let it be over. And when Tom Brady retires, I'm gonna come to Chatter with $1,000 and have an open tab for anyone in Bill's gear. Because I am so sick of this.
Nice. That'll last 5 minutes.
Him. He's awful.
How are you with Nathan Peterman? Seriously, what do you think of Nathan Peterman?
Well, Nathan Peterman is example 1A of why Kaepernick should win his suit against the NFL.
Do you like or dislike Nathan Peterman?
I got nothing against the Peterman, but the fact that John Gruden
just don't want
him
QB.
And now you were not enthusiastic enough.
Uh-oh. Is that a sign?
This is a sign
for News Channel 8
with a piece of jersey.
A piece of jersey by the Peterman, and you were not enthusiastic enough. No soup for you.
He does not need that. The Bills send him gear every year.
A Nate Peterman authentic jersey and a trading card. I might want.
I don't know. We're going to have to take a vote of the people out there. I gave you every opportunity to say you felt great sympathy and for the Peterman, and you didn't.
By the way, I will take the other side of that argument and say, in the AFC as it's presently constituted, I will take a Bill Belichick team that is fielding a healthy or relatively healthy Brady, Gronk, Edelman. I mean, you're looking at Houston, Indy, Kansas City,
but they don't
the Chargers.
Have home field. They don't have home field.
They still have a chance for home field, right? They need to win out, which is very easy.
Everybody, a lot of people
have
to lose.
You would need KC and the Chargers
Houston
to lose everything.
To lose, right?
A lot of people have to lose, so I don't
know. Sorry, didn't we get a report that Colt McCoy was going to be coming back at some point?
Maybe for the season.
That is so cool. Oh, you know what? We'll get out of the segment, and we'll get to Ann Hornaday. But you know, if you watch a lot of TV, and I watch a lot of TV when it rains because I can't go out, except in the backyard with a dog, which is annoying after a while. There are, I guess this is Christmas. I don't know any other reason for this because you don't see these all year. There are a tremendous amount of varied cologne ads aimed at young men. Cologne ads aimed at men probably 30 and down. You two are relatively close to that. Does anybody wear cologne
Luke
anymore?
Luke actually smells strongly of Drakkar
Noir
this
morning. What's interesting about that is
That's a personal question.
You watch these ads, and it's like Johnny Depp showing off the abs.
Yeah, they look
you
great.
You have like the guy from Armani that's just...
They look great.
He's
all these
so
guys look
looking.
Great.
Yeah. So good looking. Yeah, washboard abs. Are,
well, the point
mysterious.
Would be if you use this cologne, you would mysteriously overnight become...
Yeah, what is it, the cream and the clear, colognes?
Michael and I came up in the Axe body spray era, and that was some of the greatest advertising back in the day.
Those
were good ads. If you spray Axe, you will have relations with the most beautiful women in the world, guaranteed. Now, I used to douse myself with that before high school dances, and I did not have relations with the most beautiful women in the world, guaranteed, because of Axe. Per the cologne, though, about 2 years ago, I got one of these jumbo-size Gap colognes at TJ Maxx for like $15. I put a shot on there every morning, every now and then. You know, it keeps it fresh around the neck. You have to be good. You never know who's going to... come in for a hug.
It's so wonderful. Luke hasn't been on the show in a while. He could do 4 hours by himself.
He
will take a break. Ann Hornaday, when we return, with three fairly big movies for the Christmas season, right?
Yes.
These are big movies. Am I mistaken on it? Mary Poppins, Aquaman, and If Beale Street Could Talk?
Yes.
Big movies. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
This is the Tony Kornheiser Show.
This is the bespoke box of awesome ad.
Ooh.
You know what's in this holiday season? Selfishness. Why buy an ugly sweater for a distant uncle or 15 gallons of a bad cologne when you can buy some awesome for yourself? This has got Luke written all over it. Specifically, Bespoke Posts Box of Awesome. A box of awesome is my favorite way to treat myself every month, and it wants me to describe all the items I've received. Well, I gave out all the items.
Yes.
Everybody on the show got an item. They were all wonderful. A lot of them had to do with either cooking or drinking. Right, Michael?
Yes. Well, so they let you choose the themed box, and we were focusing more on kitchenware, barware, because we were giving them out as holiday gifts.
Yeah. So I thought that was really good.
Whiskey glasses I got.
Yeah,
which
cooking and drinking, which most people do and enjoy.
On a fairly regular basis.
It tells you to visit boxofawesome.com, answer a few short questions that will help them determine the boxes that fit you best. Each box goes for under $50, but has more than $70 worth of unique gear waiting inside for you. The first of each month, you will receive an email with your box details. If you're not feeling that month's box, just skip it. From barrel aging kits to limited edition cigars to weekender bags to classy dop kits, Bespoke Post offers essential goods and guidance for the modern man. To receive 20% off your first subscription box, go to boxofawesome.com. Enter code Tony at checkout. That boxofawesome.com. The code Tony, 20% off your first box. Bespoke Post. This is a very good tagline. Theme boxes for guys who give a damn.
You're listening to The Tony Kornheiser Show.
This is sent to us by Greg Oliver. He says, it just occurred to me that I should send you this Christmas-themed song I wrote a few years ago. I noticed that there have been a few holiday songs on the show recently. I wish I had thought to send it sooner. So if you're not able to get it on the show in time, I understand. But we are able.
Yes.
That's the magic of this show. We're able. It's called Abby Home for Christmas. Say the title out loud, you get the play on words. Despite the pun, it's not a humorous song. It's a wistful tune about missing a loved one and just going through the motions during the holidays. It sounds like James Taylor. I mean,
it does, doesn't it?
Yes, it sounds like James Taylor. It's Greg Oliver. It's lovely. Absolutely lovely. Let me thank Claire Natola, who is a whole bunch of people here who are here all the time. Joe Arrow is here. Neil from Rockville is here. Claire's here.
I don't have to say so disgustingly.
No. Claire's cookies are spectacular.
Oh, they're fantastic.
The shortbread cookies are spectacular. She should go into business and sell
these Claire's cookies.
Socialite just walked in.
I thought this door was locked.
I don't know where he was this
Someone
early
gave
in the,
him the
morning.
Code again.
But the socialite just walked in. All right. Ann Hornaday joins us now with some holiday movies. And these are big holiday movies. Mary Poppins, Aquaman, and If Beale Street Could Talk. I'll take them in that particular order. It's not like we haven't had Mary Poppins once. And it's not like it wasn't a big hit. It's not like everyone in the world hasn't seen it a number of times. So I would ask, why is it being remade? And is it being remade differently? Or is it the same movie? And if it's the same movie, why are we even having this segment?
Well, I think, you know, it's such a beloved movie to this whole our generation, the boomers and the Gen Xers and the people who grew up with it, that I think, and Disney is all about stewarding their library in a way that, you know, maximizes what they have. And I think this was something that they felt, you know, it came out in 64. It had never had a sequel. I think there had always been talk of a sequel, and it never came together.
You know, there's a really wonderful movie made about 4 or 5 years ago with Tom Hanks, and I think Emma Thompson is in it. And it's the story of Walt Disney and the making of Mary Poppins. It's a wonderful movie. So, I work for Disney. I'm not going to say anything bad about Disney, but I'm just sort of wondering. We have this. We have Mary Poppins.
Well, but that's never enough. That's just not enough anymore to have something. You have to have multiples. You know, you have to have major, you know, you have to have several iterations of it, and then you have to have a reboot. Then you have to have a sequel of the reboot. Then you have to, you know, it's like that's not the business they're in anymore. It's just to make one movie and be happy with it. You know, it has to be completely, like, the whole moose has to be eaten, and the hide has to be brain tanned, you know? I mean, it's... But I do think that in the case of Mary Poppins,
it's probably
really
very good. I say it's probably very good.
Well, this one is a mixed bag for me. And I think parts of it are very good and parts of it not so much. And I'll focus on the good news first. The good news is that they've cast the great Emily Blunt as Mary Poppins.
She is great.
And she is fabulous. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Emily Blunt?
Yeah.
Sure. I love Emily Blunt. That movie with Tom Cruise, where they had the same day over and over and over again.
Oh, yes.
Edge
I loved Emily Blunt.
Baby.
I loved her in the Adjustment Bureau. I think she's
Me
great,
too.
Emily Blunt.
Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah.
You know, she was great.
The Mitrovichs
totally.
Just walked
that's
in.
That's the first time a lot of us saw her. But thank you for Adjustment Bureau, because I thought that was such a good
movie.
I
think she's
really
great. Did you think I don't know who she is?
Great.
No.
Well, I don't know with you sometimes.
Love Emily
I mean,
Blunt.
You know,
Love
you don't her. Go to movies, so
You're
I don't
part
know.
Part of an older demo.
I don't know. Yeah. You confuse me. I'm confused.
No, I love her.
Confounding, isn't he?
Anyway.
Married to John Krasinski.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But here's the thing about Emily Blunt, though. Loved her and all those movies you mentioned. But then she did Into the Woods, and that's the first time I heard her sing. And she has an absolutely stunning singing voice. Like, beautiful. Just a pure, beautiful, piping singing voice. So she is... so much fun in this movie. She looks great. She's got this arch sarcasm, arched eyebrow thing happening that is really clever and fun. And she's just just delish. And the great Ben Whishaw and Emily Mortimer play the grown-up kids, you know, that she had taken care of, who are now in a crisis and need her help.
So we've moved it along. So we've moved it along.
This is a sequel, not a remake. Okay.
Mary Poppins Returns is the full name.
Okay. Returns, yeah.
Okay.
So that is, you know, that's all fine. It's a great cast. Although I will say, you know, they've hired Lin-Manuel Miranda in the kind of Dick Van Dyke role. He plays a lamplighter in this one. And I'm not exactly sure this is the best fit for him. It looks fabulous. You know, the animation, they do the same thing with animated sequences that are really, really dazzling to look at. The costumes are fabulous. It's bright. It's colorful. But the big stopping point for me was the music. I just didn't think the songs, you know, you don't come out humming anything. It just doesn't have those great Sherman Brothers songs that, to me, really defined that Mary Poppins movie, you know?
So it has new songs as well.
Brand new songs, and none of them, I just don't think they're very distinctive or they just felt very generic.
Should have gotten Cardi B to do them. I've just discovered
Cardi
B.
I don't even know anymore. But,
you know Cardi B?
I've seen her.
It's a mixed bag. I mean, and they've got a few clever little cameos. You know, it's, guess what? It's really long. That's the other thing I didn't love. So it's a mixed bag, but yay, Emily Blunt, we love her.
Let's go to Aquaman. Aquaman was a comic. I'm not a comic book guy for movies, but the Aquaman, the trailers look pretty good. I mean, it looks okay. Is it any good, Aquaman?
This one, I really didn't. You know, speaking of long, 2 hours, 20 minutes Ugh. Of my only life.
Right.
It's like nothing has to be that long, especially not something like this. Again, great. Leading role, great lead actor with Jason Momoa.
I don't know who he is.
Just a handsome, really neat.
Why didn't they
Cologne
take...
Ad handsome.
Giant yeah. of Cologne, a man Cologne handsome. Handsome.
Why didn't oh they
God.
Take...
Talk about blue steel. I mean, he's got... I don't even know what color his eyes are, but they are magical.
Big Guinness drinker, too.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. That's why he's so
gaining
strong.
Weight.
That's why he's so
You
strong.
Wanted to put Vinny Chase in this movie, right?
No. What I wanted to do was take the fish man who makes love to the mute and make him from fish man
exactly.
to Aquaman.
Backstory. That's the sequel.
This is prequel. Like a one from column A, one from column B kind of a thing. You know, you've seen every single scene, but you know, it's part Excalibur, part Lord of the Rings, part Indiana Jones.
So you didn't like it.
Part Finding Nemo. It's just.
It's not your
I don't
movie.
Know.
It's not your movie.
It didn't do much for me.
Aquaman. She panned Aquaman. All right. The next
I'm
movie.
I'm panning Aquaman.
The next movie is If Beale Street Could Talk, which seems it seems an interesting premise. It's gotten very good reviews. Did you like it as much as everyone else?
I loved
else?
It. Okay. Yeah, I
this
loved it.
This is a James
I mean,
Baldwin,
is
based
is
on a James Baldwin
movie.
Book. Why don't you explain? Why don't you explain the spine of the story?
Well, it's about a young couple who are falling in love, have been falling in love all their lives. They live in Harlem in the early 1970s, and it's just, you know, they're starting their life together. He's an artist, and he wants to get a loft downtown and start his life as an artist, and she wants to start a family, and they're on the verge of starting a family. And then he's accused of a crime he didn't commit. And their whole future is just spun out into chaos. And it's really about their own resilience, and especially about the fight that especially her parents wage on his behalf to save them, you know. And it's really about a whole community kind of coming together in the face of oppression and racism and police brutality and injustice. But it's not about that. It's really more about love and about their own survival and what they will do to get through. And it's just it's the same director who did Moonlight.
Oh, that won the Academy Award.
Exactly. Yeah. And so Barry Jenkins, the director, he tells a story in a different way. It's like, you know, it's very... it's very impressionistic and expressionistic. In other words, it's not just a story, 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 act, episode, this happens, that happens. It's really deeply emotional. And he'll hang on a face for a really long time so you can get the full, kind of the full impact of the emotion of the scene. And his images are exquisite. His actors are magnificent. For me, it was really the supporting performances here. Regina King plays the young girl's mom in a ferocious, beautiful, loving performance. And Brian Tyree Henry has a great just one scene in the movie, but it's one of the best of the whole thing. So this is a work of art. I mean, this is up there. You know, it's not your typical popcorn movie. It's just a beautiful experience, and it's something that you have to kind of encounter on its own terms.
So it's
but
the
you'll
end,
be glad you did.
It's the end of the year. I'm sure you've been asked to publish a top 10 list or something like that. I would assume that from the way you're talking about this movie, this is on it. Can you give us three or four movies where you say you have to see these movies? These movies are great.
Yes, absolutely. That was number. It was actually number two on my list. Roma was on my number one, and that's
Tony Romo.
Also,
here we go. Tony Romo was on the list.
Tony Romo.
Oh, Roma.
Yes.
Oh.
Roma.
Oh.
And this is
Oh Roma.
By Alfonso.
I don't. What is
Mexican
it?
Mexican movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is this a okay? Is it subtitled?
Let her finish.
Go ahead.
It is.
I can't.
Okay, next.
Everything I'm going to say right now is going to just drive. Like it's in black and white. It's from Mexico. It does have subtitles. It's by Alfonso Cuarón, who he got the Oscar a few years ago for Gravity. He is the greatest living filmmaker. I'm preparing a brief right now,
right,
making the case that he is our greatest living filmmaker. It's magnificent, and it's on Netflix, too. So if you can't make it to a theater, which you should try to do if you can, but if not,
I just don't like to read movies. You know, I read books. I don't like to read movies.
Hire someone to read
it
for you.
Way, though, not for me. Like this one, he's like Barry Jenkins. They work very similarly in terms of just images, pure images and pure emotion. So it would be interesting to watch Roma without with subtitles, because I think you would probably get just as much out of it. Because it's really not a talky, dialogue-driven movie at all. It's really about just observing this family. It
so, Tony, turn the volume down and pretend it's a silent movie like your youth.
You know, that would actually be a really great idea.
This becomes opera, where I appreciate, you know, the fact that they have beautiful voices, but I don't understand a word they're saying, and it's not for me. It's just not for me.
Okay.
So what's 3, 4, 5?
Like 3, 4, 5. 3 is The Rider. It's a beautiful movie that came out earlier this year about a real-life cowboy in South Dakota.
Oh.
But it's filmed like a Western. It's gorgeous. Just absolutely beautiful.
Is there anybody in that?
You reviewed this for us, I want to say, Anne, at the time.
I think yes. I did, yeah. It was like, I think it was my very
suffered
first
an injury or something?
Hmm?
Did he, like, suffer an injury or something?
Yes, he had a brain injury.
Is it a real live rodeo guy, or is it an actor?
It's a real live rodeo guy, but it's a loosely fictional story around him.
But he plays himself.
But he plays himself, and he's amazing. He's really, really compelling. Mm-hmm. My number 4 was First Reformed, the Paul Schrader movie with Ethan
Hawke.
You love that one.
Yeah, I
remember that. And then number 5 was Black Klansman, the Spike Lee movie.
Really?
Was that good?
Really?
It is that good. It's really, I think it's him at his spikiest. You know, it's just got all of his, you know, he just, only Spike can make a movie like this. It's funny, it's searing and scorching, it's polemical, but it's deeply, deeply moving. And it's a real cry from the heart, especially for this time and place, and in terms of where we are with America right now.
And your top 5, among them, didn't make a dollar and a half, right? None of them made a dime.
That's not how I judge things. I mean, everything. Look, I loved Black Panther.
I'm a restaurant business.
Yeah,
I loved Black Panther.
Okay.
I loved A Quiet Place, and I loved Star is Born. Actually, A Quiet Place made my top 10. I loved all those movies. I loved the movies that made money this year. Crazy Rich Asians. I mean, there was no, you know, that's the great thing about this year. It was just, you know, even those big blockbusters were really good. They were really well done. And I loved them, and they easily could have made my top 10. They just didn't. But it's not because I didn't love them, because I did.
Nigel?
Can I put in a word for a movie?
Salty and the Sea Cat?
No, not Salty the Sea Cat. Simon the Sea Cat is available on Amazon. No, a movie that Anna, you and I talked about, and I know we both loved, even though it didn't make your top 5 list. I think you would like it, Tony, if you haven't seen it yet, is The Death of Stalin.
I did see it on TV.
Did you like it?
I loved it. It was so crazy. The movie was completely crazy.
It's totally crazy.
It's crazy, but it's so right on.
I don't know who's in it.
It's actually historically Buscemi pretty accurate.
As Khrushchev.
I just loved it. I just thought it was...
Perfect?
And it was just the other day on TV.
Yeah.
And I remembered hearing about it, and I looked at it, and I went, my God, it really is about Joseph Stalin dying.
It feels like Veep in Russia.
It's pretty true to life.
It's very funny.
Yes.
And it shouldn't be.
It's hilarious.
It should be, but
thank you, Anne.
Thank you all. Merry, happy, everybody.
Anne Hornaday, boys and girls, we will come back. We will have news when we return. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
You're listening to The Tony Kornheiser Show.
This is the Brooklinen ad. You spend a third of your life in sheets. This holiday season is a great time for a bedding upgrade for you or a loved one. They want me to talk about the incredible feeling of five-star hotel sheets and how it shouldn't be so difficult and expensive to get sheets like that at home. Well, that's true. That's true. Brooklinen Sheets were named the winner of the best of online bedding category by Good Housekeeping. Not exactly an Oscar, but up there if you're into sheets.
That's right, same.
30,000 plus five-star reviews, more than any other online bedding company. 500,000 happy sleepers and counting. Brooklinen works directly with manufacturers and directly with customers, so there's no middlemen, meaning they can give you five-star hotel quality sheets that are affordable and easy to order. The sheets that don't just feel amazing, they look great as well. You can mix and match over 20 colors and patterns. Their towels, their robes, their candles, their sleep masks, and more also make great gifts for the holiday season. Brooklinen Sheets are the best and most comfortable sheets I have ever slept on, and now it's time for your upgrade. Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer just for my listeners. You can get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code TonyKShow. That's really long. You got to spell a lot of things out. TonyKShow at Brooklinen.com. So I think these are for high school graduates at least. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. But the only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use the promo code TonyKShow at Brooklinen.com. That's B-R-O-O-K, Brook. L-I-N-E-N linen. Brooklinen.com. Promo code TonyKShow. These really are the best sheets ever.
You're listening to The Tony Kornheiser Show.
This is from Dan Byrne. We played him the other day. Played the Tiger Woods song. This is a song called The Golden Voice of Vin Scully. Dan lives in California, but he says if he's in D.C., he's going to come see the show live at
Chatter.
Yeah,
we love that, Dan. Stop by.
Which is good. He likes people who are smart about sports. This is the wrong show. We're not well, yeah. really smart about sports. Michael, if people like Dan Byrne write their original music and want to send it in where it can be heard at the end of every podcast in its entirety and in the middle of the podcast like this to introduce a segment, how do they do so?
Send us your music by emailing it to jingles@tonykornheisershow.com.
And what are we selling?
It is not too late to get holiday presents for yourself. I can't get this to you in time for Christmas next week, but go check out shop.tonykornheisershow.com. I want to wish a Merry Christmas to Rob Kolpian and his family.
Yes.
And
yes,
thank him for all the good work he does for the show.
And let me also say, repeat the thing about the gift cards. Just call Chatter, ask for Ron. If Ron's not here, ask for anybody else. Doesn't really matter.
And by the way, not just a great Christmas present, but a wonderful gift to start the new year.
Purim.
Yeah, Purim.
It's a tremendous Purim present.
If you're home for Purim.
Yeah, that's it.
And by the way, I've got to make a final point as well for the people sending us in the songs, and we love to get your music. We're just simply amazed at everything. But you can't send us something in that says, hey, this is my girlfriend's boyfriend's band.
Yeah, I can't.
Can you play that? If you do that, he needs to have an email to us that says it's okay. We need the permission from the artist himself.
So you have news. You want to start with, what do you want to start with?
Would you like to start with Rick Pitino?
Yeah, Rick
Pitino going to Greece, going to coach the EuroLeague power Panathinaikos.
It's apparently a good team. Larry Brown did this. Larry Brown went to Italy to coach in Torino. And is either in the process of being fired or has already been fired. Because Larry Brown, who I know all my life, Larry Brown loves to coach.
Yes.
And couldn't get a job here that he wanted, so he did this. Rick Pitino wants to coach in the NBA. There's a long way around to get to
Mitch
the NBA.
Mitch Albom route, starting in Greece. Right?
So, I don't know. I mean, Rick Pitino's a Hall of Fame coach, as is Larry Brown. He wants to coach. He'll never coach in college again, clearly.
Yeah, no.
Because of all the scandals associated with his tenure at Louisville. But
I'm surprised he hasn't got like a D2 job or something like that. Or would he take that?
Doesn't want it.
I don't know what he would take. I mean, I thought about this morning. Would he take a G League job and then, do so well that he would come up?
We spoke a number of months ago about like one of the Catholic schools, sort of the redemption narrative.
Yeah, they offer him something.
Yeah, I'm surprised no one's done that. I mean, who cares? Seriously. Everyone knows it's corrupted to begin with.
Yeah.
Just do it.
So. Do you think he has not been offered any job? Any job?
I don't think he'd go to Greece if he were offered an American job. I don't.
Do you think eventually he will make it back to the NBA?
I think he should, but I don't know. It's easier in the NBA. You can have had your problems in college and go coach in the NBA.
And to Luke's point, after Dwayne enough time, Casey, no one cares.
Dwayne Casey was, notorious for having delivered thousands of dollars in cash to recruits, and then he became Coach of the Year with Toronto. So, yes, you can do it.
Kelvin Sampson has a job again.
So you can do it.
Rick Pitino is not walking through that door, folks.
No. And Scott Brooks can breathe a little easier now, can he?
Not later in the show when I talk about him.
It's bowl season, Mr. Tony. We've had some bowls already, but there's a game today.
I don't care what happened today. I'm going to tell you about the game that was on last night.
Okay.
And you tell me what this is. This game actually happened last night. The Bad Boy Mower Gasparilla Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
The Bad Boy Mower, M-O-W-E-R, Gasparilla
and
Bowl.
And who's that? That
Marshall and South Florida played. It doesn't matter who played.
That sounds like a really bad porno.
What is this? Bad Boy Mower Gasparilla Bowl. Anyway.
No, I'm not sure.
What else?
I was excited because I thought you wanted to talk about the Makers Wanted Bahamas Bowl.
They're playing it in the Bahamas?
Yes, they're playing it in Nassau. I've walked by this stadium when I was in Nassau a couple of years ago.
So it's a soccer stadium, basically.
Yeah, it's more of a soccer stadium. It seats about 15,000.
More of a field than a stadium.
So it's like the L.A. Chargers stadium.
But you could do a little game show on PTI with you and Wilbon next year, which is real bowl or fake bowl.
Yeah, we didn't know what this was.
They're all on the ESPN Family Network, so you can't make
fun of
them.
Yeah, we can make a little bit of fun of them.
Some baseball notes. Daniel Murphy agrees to a 2-year, $24 million deal with the Colorado Rockies. His time with the Washington Nationals. Well, I guess he was great.
He was great for two years.
He
finished in the top three, I think, in the MVP voting 2 years in a row. He was great.
Yes.
I'm still trying to figure out why he's not on the Nationals. Me, personally, but go ahead.
And Ian Kinsler, an $8 million 2-year contract to play for the San Diego
Padres. And he's got a World Series ring.
Yes, he does.
He played second base last year for
Boston.
That's
right.
I want to bring up Luke's next job now, if that's okay.
Sure.
Oh, we've been talking about this.
Luke, I want a bar back? We know. We need that.
Not qualified for that.
But we think that you would be great hosting the pre and post on Nats games.
Oh, the Johnny Holiday gig?
Johnny's not going to do it anymore.
I heard he retired, right?
Yes.
So I have to do it with Ray Knight?
No, Ray's gone too.
You need to stand up and say, I want this job. But it's an actual job. You can't leave in the middle.
It's an actual job. It starts at 3 p.m.
But you are
already going to the games. Yeah. He just goes to the seats.
I thought long and hard about this. I mean, the problem with baseball, do you imagine me with like a rain delay in the middle of like a Friday night rain delay? How just pissed off.
You'd go to the bullpen.
But you're doing the pre and the post. You don't have to do that. That's not your job.
I think I'd be better with the NBA where we know it's over at a certain time.
You don't like extra innings games?
No, I just think 162 games.
Look at the face he's making.
Unbelievable.
It's really sour.
Barry, that's a lot of commitment.
That's a lot of commitment for Luke.
That book about the grind of the season that Barry wrote. Yeah, I never looked at baseball the same way after that. I was just like, oh my God, how do you do it?
Masson lets you wear a polo shirt if it's over 90 degrees. Just ask Dan Kolko.
You know, my texting buddy, FP, it would be great to join with him and our boy, Bob Carpenter.
Would you like to be on the broadcast?
Or just
occasionally? You wouldn't?
Occasionally, yeah. If it was like show up when you want to show up, then I'd be happy to do it. Luke was our celebrity intern at PTI.
Yeah. This is a job that like people would kill for.
Right.
It's the greatest job in the world, intern at PTI.
For about 6 weeks, correct?
Luke, where are you going? You just got here. Where are you going in August? Well, I got to go up to the Cape. You know, I take summers at John Kerry's house. Really?
Well, let's tell a little bit more of the backstory, though. When I first got there, because another famous person's kid had an internship and did not do well, and you were expecting me to be as bad as him, so you were a complete, not very nice to me for the first week. And then I worked very hard. And
we loved you.
You're like, oh, okay, you're okay.
Better than okay.
Yeah,
but then you left us.
I did.
You picked a fine time to leave us, Lucille. Yeah,
Ride Home was trying to get rid of me. That's the real
story.
That
is absolutely not
true. It's the real
story.
No. Yes, it is.
Could have been there forever.
Behind the music.
By the way, if anyone wants to know who that famous...
No, we're not dealing with that.
St. Albans?
Mr. Tony.
Certainly possible, yeah.
A ruling in Ocean City. A federal judge has ruled that Ocean City can continue to enforce a law banning female bare chests on the beach as the resort town defends itself in a lawsuit challenging that legislation.
Well, the lawsuit is brought on the notion of equal treatment under the law, that men can take their shirts off, so women should be able to, and they said that they didn't think that was the right way to go. I think that people all should be made to wear full body armor.
I was going to say, as someone who spent some time in Atlantic Ocean City, they shouldn't say the women cannot wear shirts. They should say the men should have to wear
shirts. That's exactly right.
As someone who's traveled extensively in Europe in the summer, who cares? Seriously, who cares? Over there, it's completely normal. It should be normal in the United States. It's the last refuge of this sort of puritanical culture.
Get a load of this globalist over here.
You know? Seriously. Yeah. Because everyone goes, oh, you know, it's great. You're going to have all these pervs at the beach. But you also get the grandmas doing it, too. So it's,
you don't want that. No. You don't want that. More people should wear more clothing.
Yes, in England, we're fully clothed. Long
all
pants, everything. Sweaters and everything.
It's good.
Mr. Tony, not good news for Rock Creek.
Well, I drive through Rock Creek every day. I stare at the water every single day. Apparently, it is now polluted.
All three rivers.
This happened overnight.
All three streams that feed the Rock Creek, the Pinehurst Branch, the Melvin Hazen Run, and the Normanstone Run, all three received scores of poor health, with Melvin Hazen in clear decline, showing a loss of diversity since 2010.
What are we going to do about this?
Put some chlorine in there, I guess.
Is that how it works? Can't you have the good bacteria? Like the good bacteria that eats the bad bacteria?
Well, they think what is going on is there's sewer lines that are either leaking somewhere along the line.
So fix it.
Yeah, they've got to go in. But it gets difficult because is it a local DC thing that has to happen or is it the National Park Service? So that's why it gets
EPA regulations, as recent news would attest, seem to be going in the other direction.
There was some absurd proclamation, I think, by former Mayor Vincent Gray that the Potomac was going to be swimmable by 2025 or 2030. I occasionally will paddleboard in the Potomac, and I'm growing a sixth toe. Okay, and you go out there and you see these people jumping in off their boats in the Potomac River.
Why would
I go,
you do
what
that?
Is wrong with you?
Well, didn't reality
get dysentery?
He did a triathlon and it was like, I'm sure I'll die in 5 minutes after this.
You know how many bodies are in that river? You know how many drugs are in that river?
it's foul.
Awful.
Ms. Tony, and if you were looking to audit a class this spring semester, I suppose, you could go to Ohio State and take a class from Urban Meyer, which is called Leadership and Character at Ohio State's Fisher College of Business.
He has no character. He's a public liar. Everybody understands this. He has leadership abilities. He's a great football
coach.
Yes.
But he has no character. I mean, that's ridiculous.
He'll be teaching it alongside Lieutenant Colonel Charles Buchanan, who is a senior lecturer at the business school. So
that's absurd.
Probably getting another $4.5 million.
Can I bring up Duke last night? Did anybody watch this? Was I the
only
one to watch this?
I did not see this. No.
So I watched Duke against Texas Tech, and it was a pretty good game. It really was. Duke didn't get much from Reddish, and didn't get much from Barrett. Zion Williamson fouled out. He fouled out on a call that would never be a bad call in the NBA. He was called for a charge on a spin move. That would never be called in the NBA, never at all. And Zion Williamson's going to be very good, very good pro. What stuck out for me in the game, and Dick Vitale was doing the game, and Dick was saying, you know, we want to see these players and we don't want five fouls, we want six fouls. The Big East tried that 20 years ago because the Big East was a league where people just, it was a pro league, and people just smacked
physical,
everybody.
Yeah.
Very physical. I think that if the game is 40 minutes and not 48, five fouls is fine. And just learn how to not foul somebody.
What are your thoughts about, I agree with you on that, but what are your thoughts about if it goes to overtime, I think there should be an extra foul.
That's okay.
Right?
That's okay.
But then, so now a guy who fouled out with 4 minutes left
is
now
eligible?
No, you can't
get back in. No. If you're out, you're out.
Oh, okay. I would say you're allowed to be back in for an extra foul.
I think if you fouled out, you've demonstrated that night you have to sit down.
You have 5 for 40.
Yes.
And 6 by
for the
45.
Way, I'm saying it right now. Duke will not lose the rest of the season. They're gonna run the table. It's gonna be like that 98 team that lost like in the one of those Hawaiian tournaments.
And you think and they're the national champions?
Yeah. They're very good.
Luke, very good. Luke hasn't been on in a while. Luke
planting
has a tremendous amount of
very good.
Here. All right, we'll take a break. We will come back. James Carville,
in theory,
allegedly, will join us, and he's apparently going to complain that we robbed him on the Army Navy game.
No,
he got the line that was the line.
This is the text I got from him. Also, we were talking about him winning the Chargers game and getting back to Mount 500.
Therese said he had Army laying the 7.
Yes,
and they won by 7. And then
he said Army went off at 5.5 to 6.
No, but you didn't bet it then. You bet it at 7.
Well, right. You can take this up with him.
Yeah, we'll litigate it in the next segment.
Well, Luke actually understands James, having worked
with
him for some
time. I got to visit my porn and tell Conrad here, go go for porn. What hey? Go to city.
That's exactly how he sounds most of the time. We will be back with Old Guy Radio, in which we will talk about the Wizards a little bit and Annabelle Sanchez. Annabelle Sanchez signing with the Nats.
Yes.
I'm Tony Kornheiser.
This is the Tony Kornheiser Show.
This is the SeatGeek ad. Getting tickets online can be far too complicated with hundreds of sites and varying levels of reliability. It's hard to know who to trust. That's why SeatGeek is the way to go. SeatGeek pulls millions of tickets into one place so you can easily find the seats you want for a price you're willing to pay. There's nothing quite like being there in person, and SeatGeek will get you closer to the action for a great value. By searching multiple ticket sites and grading every ticket based on value, SeatGeek helps you immediately identify the best seats that fit your budget. Plus, every purchase is fully guaranteed, so you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence. Make SeatGeek your go-to ticket source for everything from sports and concerts to comedy and theater. Michael, you have the app. What are you looking up for us today?
I'm looking up the Caps-Sabres game tonight. You can get lower bowl right at center ice for $175. That seems like a lot, but it's hard to get in the building for under $100, so that's a pretty good deal.
Luke, are you going to that because you're a Sabres fan?
Yeah, I know, because it's wearing like a Sabres shirt. I like the Sabres and Capitals.
That's a Friday night. He's got plans.
I'm going next week. They're playing here again next week, so I'm going to do that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
SeatGeek, best of all, listeners to this high-quality podcast get $10 off their first SeatGeek purchase. Just download the SeatGeek app, SeatGeek. You enter the promo code Tony today. That's promo code Tony for $10 off your first SeatGeek purchase. SeatGeek, life's an event. We have the tickets.
You're listening to The Tony Kornheiser Show.
The Tony Kornheiser Show.
So this is Christmas.
This is my favorite holiday song. This and the Mel Torme song, a Christmas song. This is John Lennon.
Not the Barking Dogs.
Not the Barking Dogs. I love this song. I know why we're playing it, but does it have any particular day?
No, okay. No. I just knew this is your, you know.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Released in 1971. Basically, when he talked about why he did this, he said, now I understand that what you have to do, put your political message across with a little honey, which he had done with Imagine, and so this is, you know, and it was recorded in the hotel, and then he got Phil Spector to come in and produce the whole thing. And
who's no longer producing.
Yeah, no longer producing. Well, out of prison, might be having a great, you know, band with the Jailhouse Rock.
Yes, that's certainly possible. But this is a great song.
Oh, it's just fantastic. Oh,
always nice to hear this song. James Carville joins us now. James Carville couldn't wait to get down on the Chargers last week. And won the game outright, had 3.5, won the game outright. He is now 15-14-2. But I understand that there is some angst on your part over the Army-Navy game, which when you picked it was offering Army -7, and it ended in a 7-point game.
Right. And the game went off like 6, maybe even 5.5. So the technicality, it's like, you know, anybody that shot for the line, the worst you could do, push. But I understand. It's what you take when you bet, so that's what it is.
I'm just wondering if you've ever bet and the line changed and you just said, well, you should have given it to me at this other number, and the guy said to you, no, you took the number you got.
What I wonder, James, is
it's just what it is. I was trying to cheat. What do you
want to say? There we go. I was going to say, I can't help but wonder if we'd be having this conversation if it went off at 7.5.
I was like, collaborate with the Russians. I just tried to sneak a fast.
There was no collusion.
Okay.
So you're no collusion.
You're above 500.
I tried to sneak a bitch by you.
Right. You're above 500. You're 15-14-2. You're above 500. What do you have for us this week?
Well, of course, you know one team I got.
Saints.
The Saints.
No.
Who?
Arizona.
Oh, you got Arizona.
Oh, because of the rule. Because of the rule, yeah.
How much are they getting?
I'm seeing, I'll tell you what, James, since it's Christmas, Five Dimes has got it at 15.5. How do you like that?
Yep.
That's more than you're seeing anywhere.
15.5 at home.
Sure it is.
You know what? You got to be really bad.
They're barely bad.
I mean, Rosen set the pick six record, I believe.
Who are they
year,
playing?
Right?
Rams.
The Rams.
Oh,
Rams.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. And they need a rebound badly.
I understand. But, right. Luke, as I've said 1,000 times, you're not getting 10 points at home unless you're really bad.
15.5.
And if you win 60-something percent of those bets.
All right, what else
anytime
you got?
You have 10, and I like the Chargers again.
That's against Baltimore, right?
Right.
And what are they giving?
I'm trying to pull. James is smart. He's never going to give you the line first. He's waiting for us, and for some reason, it's not showing up here on my board. What do you? I'm seeing 4, James.
That's what I see too.
I bet.
I was hoping you were seeing 3.
No, I'm seeing 4-5.
Okay. What you got? Anything else?
Actually, I saw 3.5. But anyway, let's go with 4.
Okay. No. I'm going to give you 3.5.
So I did this thing. You know, Philip Rivers has like 9 kids.
Yes.
And I did this Sports Illustrated Sportsman of the Year thing. I introduced Kamara got an award, and the comedian said one thing about Phillip Rivers' wife: she catches everything he throws at her.
Oh my God, it's a funny line.
Good line.
It's a funny line.
Good Catholic family.
I'm a big Phillip Rivers guy. That guy's not. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he's a baller.
Of course he is, and I hope he gets it. He needs a Super Bowl too. He deserves it after everything he's done.
Yeah, I hope he gets it. I mean, I always liked him, and you know, with all those coaching over there. But big Phillip Rivers guy.
You have anything else, or is that it? You got two.
That's it. That's just it. Chiefs goes too. There's no college, and Saints play the Steelers at home. Their offense is not, you know, maybe they're taking a breather. Sometimes it happens, but the offense has not been that good.
No, they've. Breeze has had only one touchdown pass in each of the last three games. And that's a 6-point game, and I would stay away from
that. They got to get
well.
It in gear when the playoffs but come in. I'd stay away from
I got to thank Jim.
I got good news and bad news about LSU football.
Okay. What?
We had the number 5 recruiting year so far in the United States in college football.
Right.
Unfortunately, we were number three in the SEC West and number 4 in the SEC.
Oh, my God. That is crazy.
So we just didn't have to play the teams we recruited against. That is crazy. Fine.
Are you gonna run Ed out of town, James, like you did Les Miles, or are you still like Ed?
I like Coach L. I mean, yeah, but three – no one thought we'd get to this thing with 3 losses.
I like him, too. Yeah, I think players like him.
But the players like him. It's popular. Yeah, I mean,
I think players like him.
I need to thank James because he was nice enough. I had asked him repeatedly to invite me to his daughter's debutante ball in New Orleans, which is it.
And you went?
No. The invitation arrived on December 14th, and I opened it up. It says, please RSVP by December 1st. So it got lost in the mail. But thank you, James.
Didn't get
I appreciate
lost in the mail.
I know your mother sent me a note, too.
Yeah, that would have been great.
It was a hell of a party. I'll
yeah, and you that. Wear the white bucks and everything and the tails and the whole 9 yards.
No, right? not you do that. Come to Mardi Gras night, but that's the stiff. And the Mardi Gras night is the tableau. That's where the blue hair ladies, you know, see if you.
James, happy holiday, James. I'm not going to let you get in trouble. James Carville, boys and girls, picking 2 games. Arizona plus 15.5 against the Rams. I would not pick that one. Chargers minus 3.5. We gave it to them against Baltimore.
Strategically mailing the Russert invite.
Yes,
that's
late.
A nice move.
Mailing it late.
I wanted
to mention this early because I talked about this yesterday, and it strikes me as more proof about what's wrong with the Washington Wizards. And what's wrong with the Washington? There's 2 things that are wrong with the Washington Wizards. They don't play any defense.
Yes.
Okay. The Houston Rockets got 136 points off them. 136 points off them. Then played at Miami and scored 99 points. Miami's not a particularly good team. But somebody at Miami at least tries to play defense. The Wizards are 29th in points allowed out of 30. 29th in points allowed. And Trevor Ariza got here. And the first thing Trevor Ariza said
after 2 games
was, oh, man, personally, I just feel like we have to do a better job of giving multiple effort. Basketball is a game of mistakes, and we know that we can make mistakes. But a lot that you can't do is lack effort. We lack effort a lot. He's here long enough to see. He's brought in as a defensive guy. He's here long enough to see. They don't play any defense. John Wall doesn't play any defense unless it's in a game that he decides he wants to be great in.
Right.
Auditioning for the Lakers.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. And saying to LeBron, come get me. I can help you win a championship. The next 2 games, he did absolutely nothing. Atlanta and Houston. I said this yesterday. I'm going to say it again. Scott Brooks, who after every game says, we didn't play defense, it's unacceptable. There's only 2 conclusions you can reach. One is that he's the worst coach of all time, or 2 is that no one is listening to him at all. And in either conclusion, you would have to say, why are we hiring? Why are we paying this guy to be the coach?
$7 million a year.
And then even the column in the Washington Post today allowed for the fact that they're going to have to get rid of John Wall. And they can't. They can't. His contract
Supermax.
Is unbelievable.
Yeah, doesn't he?
You gotta package it with a lot of first round picks.
Doesn't he have a kicker in it that if he gets traded, they have to pay even more money or something like that?
$15 million or something.
Yeah.
His last year at 33, it pays him $47 million.
Wow.
That's just Goodell think money. About that. $47 million.
What's even more depressing, though, is a lifelong Wizards fan and season ticket holder, which is god awful. I don't know why I do it, but. You go to the games now, they totally lack effort, and then you look up at the out-of-town scoreboard and you go, wow, Boston, Philly, in Toronto are now all so much better.
That's right.
Not only has the window closed, it's not going to be open again for another 15 years
you
because
have to get
Boston's
rid of,
so good.
You have to get rid of everybody.
Yeah. Blow it up.
Well, remember,
just
you have to get rid
of everybody.
For years,
burn it down.
It was.
And I said this 2 years ago, was heckled for it, heckled again last year, and not heckled right now. Not.
So LeBron finally leaves the conference, and there's and you got
worse.
No shot.
You got nothing.
Worse.
But yeah. Unload it if you can get. I think you can unload a wall to L.A. if you package it correctly. If you say, look, we'll give you first-round picks and John and pay part of the deal. But you got to get rid of him. I mean, Ernie got rid of the Arenas deal for, like, Rashard Lewis's expiring contract. Is there more amnesty? Can you amnesty these deals anymore?
No.
That's all gone. Maybe in the new CBA.
Can you get LeBron for him?
No. Anibal Sanchez has signed with the Nats. He was once a great pitcher. Yeah. He's going to be 35 in spring training. He's got a great lifetime ERA. You know who he's great against? He's great against the Nats. Absolutely great against the Nats. You know who he won't be pitching against if he's pitching for the Nats?
The Nats.
The Nats. He won't be doing that. But these numbers.
Was he sub three last year?
In his career. Too? No.
Yeah, he's always had a good arm. Trouble staying healthy,
from
right?
An injury, yeah.
Against the Nationals this past season, 1.5 ERA in 18 innings. Sanchez in 25 starts against the Nationals. Sanchez has a 10-1 record with a 2.08 ERA. It's wow. Great.
They overpaid, though. They gave him $19 million. And his arm's going to
fall off.
Yeah, he's going to be hurt the entire
it's
year.
It's useless. He was great against the Nets.
You had Tanner Roark for half the money. It's just dumb.
Why did they not?
His agent did a great job marketing him in terms of bringing up a new pitch. That was why he was so effective this past year. I don't know where he'll be in the lineup. You might see some really good numbers from him.
7-6 with a 2.83 last year.
Disaster.
I don't know. I mean, I thought I liked Tanner Roark. I did. I liked Tanner Roark. And they just gave Tanner Roark away.
Yeah, and they overpaid for this Corbin guy, who I think is going to regress back to his mean.
I hope he doesn't. I hope that gives him a great pitching lineup. But
well, you can count on Strasburg being healthy.
You'll have to see how it plays out.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate that. All right, I have nothing else, right?
Okay.
Do you have anything else?
No.
Does anybody
have
anything else?
I'm nervous about my flight today with all this weather. What's the over-under on flight delay?
Flight delay today. It's warm weather.
A little break in the clouds.
It's warm weather.
It's flooding.
Yeah, but it doesn't flood in the sky.
You're in the
but
air.
I have to go. I'm going through one of those.
I'm going through
one of those gates that shares the gate with about six other
35X
regional flights.
But
so
you're
this is a disaster.
But you're able to sit with your wife.
Able to sit with my wife
and the baby boy. But
not necessarily the border.
What do you fly into?
We're flying into Savannah, which is a great airport.
Yeah.
But
so that's a CRJ. That's a Canadian regional jet, though, if I'm not mistaken. Correct.
Yes.
Those are smaller and narrow. And in this type of weather, that sucker's going to bounce
Why
around.
Why do you say this?
Well, I'm really looking forward to my 11:50 flight,
this?
Luke.
Well, what are you, nuts?
Because I'm a nervous flyer, and I'm prepping him for the
inevitable. Is that what you would want to hear?
Stop it. Yeah. Stop
no.
it.
But
no,
but,
stop.
By the way, I did read something that the best sandwich in Washington, D.C. is only available at National Airport, at Reagan National.
Well,
I'll
get
try
a sandwich,
yeah, so you can treat yourself to a great sandwich before your wonderful
I might
flight.
Need a Bloody Mary after
Luke's
forecast.
Order the Chatter Dispensary here. Get one of the vape
Let's
pens.
Get out of here, and we will come back with a jingle and a bunch of emails.
Yes.
I'm Tony Kornheiser.
You're listening to The Tony Kornheiser Show.
Better harvest your nuts right now, man. Just go get her, busy bee. I find him objectionable on every level. Where's the cake? What a waste of time.
This is the most inside song
Jesus,
of all time.
What am I speaking Chinese? Straight cash on me. Again with the chicken every night.
It's so inside.
His show is terrible, and I'm really happy. Transgenders, endermaphrodites.
Brad Weiss has
every
single phrase we have ever had.
Yeah, if you don't get it, just listen to the last five years of shows. It'll make perfect sense.
Let me thank Ann Hornaday. Let me thank James Carville. Let me thank today's sponsors, Bespoke Post, SeatGeek, Brooklinen. Remember to listen and subscribe to new, and archived episodes of The Tony Kornheiser Show, wherever you listen to podcasts, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play. If you listen to the show through iTunes, please leave a review. From Jonathan Scriven in France, in Nice. Any chance that the father of those naked mole rats at the National Zoo is Sean Kemp? From Joel, in Ashland, Kentucky. So sleepy-eyed Chuck Todd fixes toilet paper rolls. This begs an important question. Has he ever done it at the White House? From John in Alexandria. I generally try to take a somewhat laid-back approach to parenting. However, not when my 11-year-old daughter is at the Wegmans hot bar. Then it is a full helicopter parent approach. Otherwise, I'm left to watch her take $11 scoops of green beans. Also, every once in a while I'm sure my wife is watching, I put my pants on two legs at a time. This includes a little jump move. I'm sure to hurt myself at some point, but it keeps the magic alive. From Mike Hine in Des Moines, Iowa. Listening to the discussion on the rapid fall from grace from Matt Harvey and Isaiah Thomas, I felt like there was a missed opportunity to flex that classic liberal arts education with a reference to sic transit gloria mundi, the famous Latin phrase which would be repeated to conquering generals and politicians as they rode in their chariots returning to ancient Rome for their victory parades, and can mostly easily be summarized as glory is fleeting. Now, no one is ever going to confuse Mr. Tony for Caesar, but I've always felt like he shares some key personality traits with Brutus. For instance, I'm sure there are some former colleagues who should always be on the lookout for cutlery in the back, or more likely a snow shovel to the back.
You're party with Matt Harvey in L.A. now, huh?
I root for him. You know,
so
he gave his arm up. He tried. Trace Hendrick, I think you're totally justified in not understanding how the electric toothbrush quip works. It's hard to understand because you don't expect to get totally scammed by your toothbrush. There's nothing to plug in because they want to sell you a new battery every 3 months. Think about it. The thing runs for at least 2 minutes when you really only need a minute. No one changes their toothbrush more than every 6 months if you're going to the dentist to get a free one. And every other electric brush on the market gives you the plug that you're looking for, because seriously, how often do you need to recharge a battery that only runs for a minute once or twice a day? What's next? A TV remote that glues the battery component so you have to get a new clicker every 6 months? Stick with the electric devices that you plug in, Grandpa. Don't fall for these scams. That hurts us with Quip, I think.
Yeah, it's probably interesting.
I think that hurts us.
Interesting tact. But
the Reverend Mark Schaefer, a couple of points from the past couple of podcasts. David Aldridge, the American University alum, is correct. It is indeed Halley's Comet, not Halley's Comet.
How about
that? I am so grateful that Bill LaHecka has moved to Niskayuna, so you no longer have to pronounce Cohoes, Cohoes, not Cohoes. I find it amusing. As a clergyman, my grasp of science is somehow superior to yours, and I don't think this is a my side of the street versus your side kind of thing. I'm pretty sure Norman Einstein was on your side of the street. And finally, you are correct that the holiday season goes past New Year's Day. Traditionally, the 12 days of Christmas run until January 5th, followed by Epiphany on the 6th. In modern usage, the holidays run until we take our lights down, which is frequently sometime around St. Patrick's Day. All the best to everyone there. From Ray McCara in Youngstown, Ohio. Once again, listening to the Lowe's read made me shake my head as you lamented yet again that you wish you could use tools. But it gave me a great idea, especially since the weekends in the D.C. area have been miserably wet. On most Saturday mornings at Lowe's, there are workshops where kids can come, learn how to use tools, and build an item like a birdhouse or a toolbox. They usually give the kids a small apron to wear and keep. Michael could stand at the back with a sly grin, rose-colored cheeks, and a camera directing you to just get the apron on while he laughs with his friends. I'm sure this would be very cathartic for Michael, because I made him go on the pony years ago.
I fixed a toilet with stuff from Lowe's 2 weeks ago. I was very proud of myself. I fixed the toilet chain. First time in the career I ever did that.
Nice.
Big time win.
Spanning the resume.
Big time win.
How great is that?
That is.
Huh?
You're a worker man. From Nick Jan from Rockville, I took the future woman to whom I'll be related by marriage to chatter on Tuesday to see your podcast in hope of converting her into a fellow little. I was downcast to see her pick up some crayons at the table and start doodling your show, thinking that she was too bored of the Hofwaff to listen. To my delight, I later realized that her doodles were of the Tony Kornheiser Show logos and even the cheesery block of cheese. The doodles were spectacular.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Remember seeing those?
Yes.
That woman can draw. I submit to you that my own doodler, Christina Shay, become the official tablecloth doodler of the Tony Kornheiser Show. Attached our doodles for your viewing pleasure. P.S. Our wedding will be next September, so keep a lookout for our save the date on the wedding card that you won't attend. These things were absolutely beautiful. It's hard to tell in that, but Karen pointed them out.
These doodles are the best doodles I've ever seen.
If you're out on your bike tonight, everyone, as always, do wear white.
You know what ought to happen to them? They ought to be stabbed by cocktail forks.
Thanks, everybody. Happy holidays. Thank you.
I don't need a new sweater.
I've got way too many ties. This year I'm too hard to buy for, and even harder to surprise. 'Cause there's just one thing on my gift list: I'd be home for Christmas. Look at all that white stuff. It's what everybody dreams of, for the ideal holiday. I'm just dreaming of the one I miss. Just want Abby home for Christmas. Abby has that special way of making the sea bright. Without her, it's just winter filled with long, cold nights. I still put the candles in my living room window, and I'm still gonna set the tree up. But there's just one girl I want to kiss. Just want Abby home for Christmas. Yeah, there's just one thing on my gift list: Abby home for Christmas. Just want Abby home for Christmas.
Here's Jesus Glory.
name. Pull off the road, jump out of my van. Lean against the hood, still hot from the drive. Trees fade out in the black of the night. Sometimes it don't hardly seem worth the fight. But at least tonight I get to hear the golden voice of Vince Scully. Trees fade out in the black of the night. Sometimes it don't hardly seem worth the fight. But at least tonight I get to hear the golden voice of Vince Scully. The golden voice of Vince Scully. The golden voice of Vince Scully.
The time on the scoreboard is 9:44. The date is September the 9th, 1965. And Schofank, working on veteran Harvey Keene, Sandy into his windup at the pitch of fastball for a strike. The mound at Dodger Stadium right now is the loneliest place in the world.